Because this match we got is a confidential search. Yeah, read what I just sent you, and then if you understand it, we got to keep this confidential. That's what we're trying to explain.
Okay.
And then click that button there, the click to accept, the blue button. So this is the deal we uncovered. I'm going to type in the name of the company that's doing the deal, Apex.
So Apex is the company?
That's the company. So read the first part. I just wrote the Apex in there. Scroll down where the email comes from Mark Allen. See where it says, hey, Tony, we're going through with the telecommunications. Okay, so I'm going to explain this to you, okay?
No,
so Mark's company is a very small private equity group. They're maybe $50 million under management.
Okay.
That's why we had to do the NDA. This deal is totally confidential. Mark told me that this company, this telecom company that they're buying in San Jose, California, they're about 2 to 3 weeks away, and they're brokering it. So Mark's company is not buying it. They're brokering it to the one that I typed in there, the Apex company. You see
yes.
The first part of the email?
Yes, I know Apex very well.
Yeah, they're from London. They start off years ago there. So there's their link if you want to click on it.
Yes.
So Apex is about 2 to 3 weeks away from closing the transaction. That's why it's confidential. I asked him, I said, Mark, how many recruiting firms are you using to fill this position? He said, Tony, he goes, we're not talking to any recruiting firms. We don't want the executive at the company we're closing on in San Jose to know his job is in jeopardy. That's why this deal is 100% confidential, Joseph.
No, that's okay.
How this plays out is after you, huh?
I understand that.
Right. After you guys interview, if he likes what he hears and sees, then he'll put you under, Apex will put you under a non-disclosure agreement. Once you get the NDA signed, then they'll tell you the name of the company in San Jose. So until then, we got to work around it. So what I want you to do to prepare for this interview is basically ask them some basic questions like what's the revenue size? What's the hold time? Is it a short-term flip, long-term, short-term goals, long-term goals of your role? But what he really wants to do is talk about your successes. And he, because I asked him, I said, Mark, what can I share with Joseph to get him ready for the interview? And he said, look, tell Joseph his resume, his background, his skill set is exactly what I'm looking for. What I'm going to be listening for is a personality match.
Okay.
So have your successes ready to share with him, okay?
Excellent.